The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely planet.
Yes.
I am Ariel.
I am Shia.
Collectively.
The Kanes.
And we finish each other's sentences.
So if we do, and when we do...
Please include it. It's our style.
That's the way we work.
And, you know, besides, it's really not personal.
No, it's really not.
Which is, by the way, the third anniversary coming up of the Say Yes to Your Life meetup in New Jersey, one of the charter meetups in New Jersey on this Friday, and that's what they are doing as a theme. It's really not personal. So if you're in the area, you can join them. You can find out more info on our website.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Speaking of transformation. The show's theme is transformation in the workplace.
And, you know, like when I said TransformationMadeEasy.com,
mm-hmm.
I was really, if I left off the .com and just spoke about Transformation Made Easy, I spent the first 35 or 40 years of my life looking for transformation, finding bits and pieces, but it was never easy. And what we have done is distill down all of those years of working on ourselves to try to find a way to be more comfortable in our skin, more self-assured, more able to be ourselves. We've distilled it down into a technology that really supports people in having their experience of transformation be easy and fun and exciting. And that's what transformation in the workplace could be about.
It really is a communicable ease. And transformation starts with you and how you relate to everything, including everything you do at work.
Including work.
If we're talking about transformation in the workplace, there is no more valuable skill set.
Critical skill set.
Than listening.
That's right.
So we'll talk again about listening.
Not and again.
If you're
we're
really
talking
here.
Talking about it for the first time, really.
Well, actually, yes, that is true.
I was having a conversation with Ariel today about how I say the same things over and over again, but nobody listens.
Or you listen, and if you really listen, then it's gone. So when you hear it again, it isn't again, which is actually what I was about to say. Shia did jump in correctly. So it really isn't about again. It's only again if you go historical rather than be here.
Right.
And now, listening is really about hearing what another person has to say from his or her perspective.
Not whether you agree or disagree with what they say. That's why the world is in the turmoil that it's in. People don't listen to each other. They have their own agendas that they wait until the other person's finished talking so they can start talking, or they find fault with what they're saying if it doesn't agree with what they already believe to be true. So that isn't listening. That's agreeing or disagreeing with what you're hearing and thinking about what's being said, rather than actually listening to what another person has to say, to hear what they're saying from the miracle of their point of view.
We had a very interesting phenomena that happened at Monday Night Alive this past Monday. it was very choppy at first. It happens sometimes. We're all coming from different fast-moving lives. It takes a while to get in sync. But it was very choppy, fits and starts. There were big gaps. People, when we encouraged them to come up and speak, there was hesitation and gapping until a gentleman in the back row stood up and walked out. And now he had told his friend, he hadn't told us, but he told his friend he had another appointment. He had planned to leave early. But it was a very interesting thing.
Because the moment he left the room, people started coming alive, jumping up. By jumping up, I mean coming up to the front of the room to speak to everybody else, to share their experience of their life.
It was smooth. It was enthusiastic.
It was easy. It was safe.
The way you listen
determines the way others can express themselves.
It's a really, really wonderful thing when you realize it. In fact, our ability to communicate on this show today will also be interacting with the people who are listening live. If you're listening and really listening to hear what we say, what the callers say from the different perspectives presented on the show today, it will fly. You can experiment with it.
Absolutely. You can go nan, and we'll stumble for words.
Perhaps. It is very likely.
But there's two of us here, so if you're disagreeing with one of us, the other one at least can speak.
I have a question for you all.
Please ask it.
Ready?
I'm part of all.
How much time do you spend at work each week? That includes going to work, so your commute. It includes any preparation you're doing at home, whether it's food to bring to work or work that you have at home to bring in for the next work day, and all the time you spend thinking about work. How much of your week has to do with work? And if you answer like most people, and that even if you're looking for a job, that tends to dominate your thoughts and possibly your activities, then transformation in the workplace is a really, really powerful thing for you to be investing your time in today and looking at.
But not only investing your time in today, we're doing a transformation in the workplace seminar in New York City on September 21st and 22nd. All of the details of which you can find on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. But you should look at investing in yourself and bringing yourself to New York City to that workshop.
Now
you are invited.
We know that a bunch of you who are already registered are listening today. So don't wait for the course to start. Use this as the launch pad into transformation in the workplace so you can supercharge what's possible for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have a caller. Let's take her, shall we?
Okay. We need to talk about the three principles.
We shall. I have a suspicion it will happen in the flow of things. Bonnie,
are you there?
I am here. Hi,
Hi.
Anna. Hi, Shia.
Hi. Where are you calling in from today?
I am in a little town called Holliston, Massachusetts, about 20 miles south of Boston.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. And, you know, it's funny. I can hear the show, you know, what you're saying while I'm holding on.
Right.
And I was kind of giggling to myself when you were talking, Shia, about it being transformation made easy. And I'm like, it is easy. And why do I make it so hard?
Well, I don't know that you intentionally do that.
But right. Number one, you're not unusual. And secondly, we have all been raised in a culture. And one of the things that makes transformation easy is approaching it like an anthropologist, approaching your life,
right.
Approaching your workplace like an anthropologist, who's an individual who studies cultures without judging what they see. And one of the things that has happened as our heritage, Bonnie, is that we've learned attitudes toward our lives, including that work should be hard.
Right.
And if it's easy, it's suspicious.
That is so true.
Your work is in a place where you should be having fun.
That is so true. And so what I wanted to ask you about today, and of course it goes perfectly with what you just said, is, and I find it in my personal life as well as in my work life, how do I want to phrase it? I look forward to things a lot with expectation that it's going to be a certain way. And at work, like, you know, if certain events are coming up, I'm a minister at a church, so I'm the only full-time paid employee. Everybody else is a volunteer or part-time. And I imagine how things are going to unfold, and I do that with my family, too. And then when they don't unfold that way, I find myself disappointed, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And I understand from what you're saying that if I were there in the moment, I wouldn't be drifting off thinking about how it's going to unfold.
Well, you know, you can drift off thinking about how it's going to unfold if that's what your moment entails. But the thing is this, we have been raised, all of us, in this forward-thinking culture that when we get somewhere else, it's going to be better than we are right now. And the game, Bonnie, is to slow yourself down to being where you are rather than your anticipation of something else bringing you more pleasure in the future.
That is so true. That is so true. Thank you for saying that. It's as if I'm looking forward thinking, when my kids are all home for Christmas, that's going to be great. Or at work, if we can hire another minister to help, then it's all going to be great. Instead of just being in the moment, I'm expecting the future to make it better for me. And,
right,
and
but
I always
Bonnie, you
got to
look and see that your life, and this is not a bad thing, is based in complaint.
Yeah.
See, there's this complaint that there's too much work to do. You need a second minister.
Right.
Rather than if you got enthusiastically engaged in what you were up to in the current moment, you might get all of that stuff done. You know, there's a very interesting phenomenon that's just taken place for me this morning in around our home. I have a power washer that I haven't used in about 6 or 8 years. I used to use it to wash the bottom of my boat, to take the barnacles and the sea growth off, the moss and such, off the bottom of the boat. I haven't used it, and our back deck has gotten covered with lichen, you know, like the weather has degraded
from a tree. Is that what lichen is?
It's green. It's not even quite green. It's almost blackish. It's very, very subtle in a way because we have plastic
wood
decks.
Mm-hmm.
But it has grown, and we actually have slug trails in it now because they like to come eat on the deck, which is really not fun going out at night for a hot tub. I have a tendency to find every single one with my feet. I'm just very talented that way.
She is. Today, I walked by that power washer, and I said, I got to see if I can get this thing to start. So I put a little gas in it, and I put the throttle to full, and I put the choke on, and I made 3 pulls, and it started working perfectly. You know, we put off things that are there to be done because we don't think we have the setup right for it, rather than just invest in what we have. So this morning I invested in our power washer, and I just cleaned a few of the boards on the deck. But it looks so nice, and I've been putting off doing this forever.
That is such an excellent point. And, you know, to be honest, I never thought about what you just said, that it is a complaint that I have so much work, the church is growing, and I keep saying, oh, but that's a good thing because we're so lucky that it's growing and that there's all this work. But then the backside of that is that I'm really complaining, and I never saw that before.
Now,
never.
Look, if you
Thank
don't
you.
Make your complaint wrong, but just notice that you have a complaint, that stuff will die away. The complaining will end if you bring awareness to it without judgment.
Let's talk about the 3 principles of instantaneous transformation with you for a minute, Bonnie.
Sure.
When you called in... When this goes up on the archive, you should listen.
Okay.
Because you were describing how you were being, but you were judging it. And in this latest interchange with Shia, you saw it, but you were excited about it. There was no judgment. You're going to see that you, by the way, already in this very short conversation,
have transformed.
But the first principle is this. Anything you resist persists, grows stronger, dominates your life.
And
so,
that's anything you complain about.
Right.
Which includes complaining about your forward-thinking nature. Second principle is you can only run forward in your mind when you run forward in your mind. You can only have a tendency to think that those events are going to be better. That's a tape. You can only be doing that. That can only be running when it does.
Right.
That's the second principle. And the third is anything you see
without judging
and allowed to be exactly as it is completes itself.
Do you know, I already feel better just in the course of this conversation. I can see how that happens, that just allowing it to be and getting a little insight and talking to you and dropping that judgment. Like, when I called, my heart was racing. Now I feel calm. I feel great.
Awesome.
I love it. Well, that's what transformation's all about.
It's instantaneous and
it's
cumulative.
It really doesn't happen over time. Change happens over time. Change is linear. One thing follows the next. Change is incremental, little at a time.
It involves effort.
Yeah. Transformation is an instantaneous shift outside of time that is unexpected. It's not something you decide to do. Change is deciding to do. Transformation is allowing to happen.
Here's another way to look at your forward-thinking nature. It's something Shai and I discovered along the way, which actually is very useful for us.
Okay.
We noticed, for instance, when we were writing, say, an article or a chapter in a book, often what will happen is we'll write a little bit, and then I'll read back to Shia what we've written. Mm-hmm. And if I'm reading to Shia and he's suddenly thinking about going off on his next fishing trip, instead of thinking, you know, what's your problem? Get with it.
We stop
the action and go, ha-ha, something's not right in that paragraph.
Right. We stop looking at what we've written that doesn't hold our attention.
That somewhere our expression of ourselves is not smooth in that place or not accurate or it's not complete yet. So then we took that and we started extrapolating out. We started saying, let's look at this phenomena of forward thinking. Forward thinking for us often happens when there's something in front of us we don't quite know how to do yet.
Mm-hmm.
We have a pause, like we're not sure we want to engage in, say, emptying the dish drainer. There's just a flitting thought that goes by. So instead of holding our forward nature as a bad thing, we
hold it as a barometer to tell us that we're not being present because something in our current circumstances is not in the sink.
So it's as if something has driven us away, and if you pause and take a moment, you may see, aha, I have to make that call that I've considered confronting. There's something in this paragraph that isn't in sync. There's something to do, and it's exciting rather than being an issue.
And we have to go to a break right now.
Can you
stick around and join us?
Oh, sure, of course.
Most excellent. We'll be back after the break.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So come on back.
Yeah.
And don't miss
Being Here.
It's all about being.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back.
Okay, I know it's not, quote, transformational, but I have some good news and some bad news.
Tell me, please.
The good news slash bad news is our Costa Rican Adventure Course 1 is closed.
That's good news.
That's good news for those people who are registered. That means we have a lot of people who will be joining us in Costa Rica and having an immersion course in the brilliance of instantaneous transformation in such a wonderful environment in January.
In January 2014.
Now, the good news is course two is still available for those of you who would like to join us. If you're coming with us to Costa Rica, you do need to do a weekend workshop with us as a prerequisite.
That's to make sure that we play well together.
Yes, yes, yes. And
notice I didn't say work and play well, because our Costa Rican Adventure is not a lot of hard work. It's a lot of fun.
It is.
But you gotta be amenable to having fun. If you're not willing to have fun, it won't work out very well for you.
I mean, here, Shia and I are at work.
Yeah, but we're
on a radio show. But for us, work is not some onerous task or toil. It is wonderful. In fact, we had an opportunity to chat just a little bit with Bonnie on the break, so let's bring her back in. You with us, Bonnie?
I'm here.
Most
great.
Excellent.
Well, so it is true that you can instantaneously transform, because what I was saying on the break was that when I, just being present with what you were saying to me and taking that in, it's like when I came to my very first workshop, as you know, not long ago, and I can feel it, like, down to the depths of my being, that something shifts when I'm able to hear what you're saying and see things from a different perspective, and it's like a little miracle.
Well, you see, the thing is this, Ariel and I have transformed. The way we relate to life and our being present in the current moment of our lives allows other people to sync up. We're like a tuning fork in a way.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you've heard of sympathetic vibration, where if a tuning fork is struck, another tuning fork will start vibrating at that same vibration. It has to do with our not thinking about being in the moment and not doing being in the moment, but being in the moment. And when
that is so true,
here,
and I can't thank you enough. I feel completely energized now, and as you noted, Ariel, that wasn't how I was feeling at the beginning of the call, and I feel ready now to go back across the street to work and have a great time.
Well, it's really wonderful, too, and you're in a wonderful position as a minister, Bonnie. All those people are looking to you, and the more you're easy on yourself, the easier they'll be
That's
on themselves
right.
in your presence.
You are the essence of the healing that can happen in that community.
Yeah.
If you are well in yourself, by association with you, they will start to feel better in themselves.
We're excited for your congregation.
Yes, we
have
are.
Have a great day, and thank you so much for calling in today.
And thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
One thing that was really neat about Bonnie, aside from this conversation today, which Shai and I both really enjoyed, was when she came down from the Boston area, she didn't know us. It was a jump. It was a
leap of faith,
leap
if
of
you will.
Faith, yes. It was. And I admire that. There's a lot of courage in a person saying, I'm worth that. And I find that for me with my shoulder surgery is my most recent investment. Shai and I keep investing in lots of things that are not covered by our, quote, insurance because I'm interested in having two fully functional arms and I'm worth it. But most of us have a challenge giving ourselves those things that we want because we think less of ourselves than everybody else does. We have another caller.
Yes, we do.
Eric, you with us?
How you doing? This is Eric. I'm calling from Natick, Massachusetts, and that was the perfect segue.
Yes?
Yeah.
How so?
You were just saying that most of us think less of ourselves, or I don't want to mischaracterize what you said.
That's pretty much what I said.
Okay,
we think less of ourselves than other people do.
Right. And what's interesting is we're talking about transformation in the workplace. I'm a lawyer, and I felt like I had to prepare for the show, so I went back and I looked at the first seminar I did. I keep a journal.
Yeah.
And I looked back, and the first seminar I did with you guys, as you guys, was back in 2009, in fall of 2009, and it was, I don't know if it was exactly called Transformation in the Workplace, but it was a workplace seminar. It was 2 days. And the only note that I have was that it's all about listening. I mean, you ask people not to take notes in the seminars, and I think it's a brilliant idea not to, because as you've said, you end up paying attention to your notes and not being in the moment. But
well, then you go back and work on what is already gone by
right.
as though it's current, and it becomes your current, and that's why most people's lives are a repeat of the past, because they keep going back to work on what's already gone by and keeps them stuck in a loop that there's a never-ending work cycle on themselves.
Right. And so the only note I had about the whole seminar, which was 2 days long from roughly 10 in the morning till 6 at night, was it's all about listening. Which, by the way, as you've already said, if that's worth the price of admission, in my opinion, having attended many of your seminars.
Well, what's interesting as you say that, Eric, it's all about listening. First of all, we often write down things that we want to forget. I'm not saying that's the case for you, or things that we want to work on, which, by the way, if you get in the moment, it's all about listening, and you hear it, and you see it, and you know it, and you have it, then it's yours. It's assimilated. If you work on it over time, as people often do, then what happens is it's saying no and then processing and working on things.
It becomes an excuse for not living your life. See, if you're spending your time working on what you think is a problem in your life, then you're not there for your life in the current moment. And if you were there for your life in the current moment, those problems just don't exist. You know, your childhood ended when you were a child, if you let it. Otherwise, you bring your childhood into the current moment and you behave inappropriate to the person you are in this moment.
Okay. I'm not tracking how that comes from me writing down it's all about listening.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Okay.
See, you're trying to fit that into what you said. That's independent of what you said. But when you talk about working on yourself, it keeps you stuck in a past that no longer is here as though it is here. So when people talk about their childhood, their wounded inner child, well, if you want to focus on that, then you miss what's happening in your life in the current moment, which is in Technicolor and 3D, and it's exciting.
Which,
you know, my getting that power washer working this morning was exciting, and I did it just before the show. So, I didn't really even want to come and do the show because I was having so much fun removing the scudge off the deck.
I actually sent our assistant Christina. I'm like, can you tell Shia it's 8 minutes to the show? Because I could tell just by the vibration of the power washer downstairs that he'd gotten really into it, and it would be so easy to lose track of time.
Right.
But I had track on time.
By the way, this idea of it's all about listening, I think it's quite cool that that's what you came away with in 2009. And then if I look at how transformation is instantaneous and it is cumulative, meaning it happens in an instant, you could hear it with Bonnie, but her ability to be present and drop her story and come back to center, it gets stronger with the, and I'm sure people who listen to this show regularly recognize that their ability to be present is building upon itself.
You see, listening pulls you into the current moment. It's not really all about listening. It's really all about being where you are, and if you're where you are, you listen. But if you're trying to get somewhere, if you're trying to manipulate the circumstances to produce an outcome through your listening, you're not really listening.
Right. Now, I'm setting up a rule.
Yeah.
That's right.
Got it.
The other thing is, there's nothing for you to work on, Eric. You came to the last weekend seminar that we did in New York City, which the name of which escapes me now because it was so long ago, at least 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't remember either. I just remember it was amazing.
If you don't remember, we have become really successful.
That's great.
That is wonderful because we've known you for a number of years. And
your mind is amazing.
Right.
You are very detail-oriented in the most wonderful of ways. And
so you can recall stuff that we did 30 years ago as if it were yesterday.
We often, in our books, we talk about how we had our Park Avenue apartment and our friends and how we left everything. And
Eric was around in
those
years.
Days. And we spent New Year's Eve together back then. He can remember what we wore and where we went and what we did. It's really exciting that you're having a life that is not only recording what you did, but you're obviously living it.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I have to say I'm having fun with work, by the way, and I have signed up for the Transformation in the Workplace seminar.
Oh, you have?
I will be there.
You know, when you sign up for a seminar, it starts. So that you're having fun with work,
I'm
not at all surprised.
I'm having fun with work, and for people who don't know, I'm an attorney, and I handle a wide variety of things, including criminal appeals, as well as representing entertainers and writers. And it occurred to me recently, I had a phone conversation with somebody who thanked me for making a contribution to them that I didn't even know I really made, or I didn't really see it as a big deal. And they communicated it to me in a way that I really heard it, and it completely changed me. I started to think that.
Did it change you, or did you transform?
Yeah, I transformed. I got to be honest with you. First of all, I have not been seeing myself as accomplished as I am, and even as I say that, I'm a little embarrassed to say it. But
isn't that funny? It would be okay for us to say, you know, I have this problem X, Y, Z, but to talk about how accomplished we are and have it just be a statement of fact, we've been trained to be embarrassed by that.
Yeah, but I'm really good at what I do, and when I don't, when I'm not worried about whether I'm good at what I do, I'm good at what I do.
No, then you're brilliant at what you do. If you have your attention even partially on how you're doing, you're not being fully engaged in what you're up to. You've had to divert your attention because no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. And if you diverted your attention from what you're about to how you're doing, well, then you're not being there for what you're up to.
That's interesting, Eric. It really is about being here. I'm often in awe. I don't know how we came up with that as the title of the show.
I'll take credit.
Okay. Being here is so important. And when you came to the last weekend and then you stayed down, as you said, you're from the Boston area, that you came to Monday night, and it was really amazing how you came up to the front of the room to talk about something, the content of which I do not recall, but what I do recall is your presence, and how in your presence, suddenly, Shia became so much more articulate, the brilliance of who he, eloquent, the brilliance of who he is popped in your presence. So as you're talking about how you are really good at what you do, I, in a certain respect, think that that's just an expression of yourself when you're being here. And when you're being here, you not only are productive and effective and satisfied, the people around you glow.
Thank you, and that is my experience. I agree with you. I don't even remember what I was talking about, but I do remember the experience on the Monday night when that happened, when I was present in the front of the room and suddenly Shia was more eloquent than he had been. Not that he's not an incredibly eloquent person, but it shifted.
You know what would have suppressed it shifting?
Me worrying about how I was doing at the front of the room.
If you hadn't have been listening.
Truly, because when somebody isn't listening to what you have to say,
the words bounce back at you.
And something inside you says, why am I talking? This isn't making any difference here.
Yeah, it's almost like, I don't know if you've ever been on a bad connection, when you hear your voice coming back at you at the same time somebody's talking, and so you can't figure out what is going on.
Really, yes.
It's like, yeah. Can you say that again?
Really?
Really? Really? Speaking of really, it is really, really time for us to go to commercial. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure.
Excellent. So we'll be back with Eric. We'll be back shortly. Come on back.
And don't
miss being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog. And take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back to Being Here.
You know, I recognize, and Shia as well, recognize that a lot of you don't live close to New York or somehow don't have it to be able to come on a regular basis to attend weekends with us. And,
or Monday nights.
Or Monday nights. And I know a lot of you would like to. But a way to continue investing in instantaneous transformation in addition to the radio show. And by the way, we have like 300 episodes archived, so feel free to go back and see what tickles your fancy and download and listen at your leisure. We also have the Premium Excellence Club, which is a subscription series, and for as little as $7 and change a week, you can have videos of us working with individuals in your inbox. We have special articles of the month. We have a question and answer area where you can call, write in questions, and we answer. So if you would like to make more of a visual leap into transformation, it's a really wonderful way. You can find it on our website, of course, transformationmadeeasy.com. On the right-hand side, about the Excellence Club and Premium Excellence Club, you have all the details. And I really recommend it. We watch the videos every week, and they really have an impact. Eric, you still with us?
I am.
Eric?
Yes, hello.
Oh, there you
hello.
Are.
You
may
still here.
I
swear I am.
We didn't hear you.
I just wanted to underline one more thing before we let you go off and about your day.
Okay.
There's something when you talked about being a lawyer today, and you talk about how you represent actors and or entertainers, writers
and
writers, entertainers.
Yes.
Somehow, you didn't fully say, "And I'm a literary agent."
Gotcha.
It's almost as if you're not allowing yourself to wear many hats. Well, you feel like you have to be a one or another.
You can be a Renaissance man.
Thank you. Yeah, I am also a literary agent.
You know, because Shia and I have, as you know, done many books, and being around you in regards to books, and, you know, we've published through large publishers, we've published self-published. But being around you, I feel like the whole, when I'm in your presence, the whole idea of publishing itself becomes easier. And so I wouldn't rob yourself of being an expert in many areas, although it's hard for you to admit it.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I very much appreciate that. I also want to tell people, if they like hearing me on the radio, I'm going to be in Costa Rica on the second week, that week still has people available, has room available, right?
Yes, it does.
That's right. And Costa Rica is such an... But look, we had a conversation earlier in this show with Bonnie, and within the first 5 or 10 minutes, her life transformed. That's just a shift that took place instantaneously. But you know something? In Costa Rica, we have time to be with people, too.
And it's not like the transformation takes time. It's like you see it and watch it and see it and watch it and see it. Well, it's just so wonderful. And then you get to go out and hang out with everybody at lunch, at these sumptuous meals, or on a horseback ride, or ziplining through the canopy, or... It's just the best.
It is.
And I'm excited you're finally giving it to yourself,
Eric.
Yeah,
this is our first year, and we're pleased to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks. I'm really excited about it. I'm very excited about it.
One question.
Sure.
What aren't you excited about?
What aren't I excited about?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Is there anything?
Is there anything I'm not excited about?
If there's anything you're not excited about, you're just resisting something or saying no a little bit. Like Shia said about... working downstairs with the power washer, if you fully get engaged, anything's exciting, even minutia or work or doing the windows or doing the dishes or
washing the deck.
You guys posted something on Twitter that really caught me that I loved, which said something about it's only work if you're not enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
That
was
really...
If
you'd rather be doing something else.
Right.
Yeah. That, I thought, was brilliant. Yeah.
Cool.
Well, thanks. It's so great to talk to you both.
Thanks for calling in, and we'll see you as soon as we do, and lovely to hear from you. And we've got another caller.
Let us take her, shall we? Courtney, are you with us?
I'm with you. Hi, Ariel.
Hi.
Where are you today?
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yes.
What can we do for you?
I am so happy for this opportunity to call. I was actually exposed to your work about a month ago, and I have been to a few of the Monday nights. And I've had this question on my mind for a while, so this is great. I think my biggest question has to do with my experience in my business. I'm a small business owner, and I tend to have to wear a lot of hats all the time. And I think my experience of it, and also culturally what I've been taught, is that I need to be very goal-oriented, and I find myself constantly kind of, you know, reassessing my goals and being goal-oriented, and I'm trying to figure out how to be more present in that, and because I find that when I'm goal-oriented and when I'm thinking about where I want to go and the goals I want to reach, I get lost in the future, and it's hard for me to get back into the present. So I've been trying to figure out how to be more present while still maintaining, you know, my business momentum.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Courtney, it's not as though they're mixable. See, if you try to apply transformation the way you apply techniques of change, like, and one of the techniques of change is to set goals and to strive towards them as though the achievement of the goal is going to make you somehow feel better about your life. Well, you can't do it through transformation, because transformation takes the exact, well, I wouldn't say opposite, but it takes a different route. And it's more...
It's like trying to drive east when you're actually driving west.
It's more about allowing your life to show up as it's showing up currently. It's not about trying to achieve something. It's coming from that it's already worked out, that everything is perfect, and now there's this flower that's unfolding like the petals are opening on their own. With setting goals, it's more like you're ripping apart the flower to get to the essence of it, but then you've destroyed the blossom itself.
Well, when you led up to your question, Courtney, you actually revealed what's keeping you from getting your goals.
Okay.
You said, I'm a small business owner, something to that effect, mm-hmm. and I have to wear lots of hats.
That's right. I quote that, too.
And in that statement, I have to wear lots of hats, is the complaint that some of the hats are beneath you and some of the hats are more preferable. And as Shia was talking about with Eric earlier, when he went down and followed that impulse to see if he could get the power washer working, he became enthusiastic about everything he does. He is infused with life now. Now, if he had said no to this and no to that, I'm getting onto my goals, whatever they may be. We are.
And washing the deck isn't the highest of priorities.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something that the lawn person should do, or a
right.
handyman should do,
that's
or
right.
we should hire someone. You know, they're always
yeah.
the lesser things. And when you say I'm a small business owner, it's like, and you get to wear lots of hats.
I see.
There's not an excitement about certain things. And the other thing is I often think people set goals because they don't trust themselves.
Because if you truly trust yourself, you don't have to worry about whether or not you'll do what's necessary. Of course you will.
You know, Sean and I are very good at goals. There came
yeah.
a point where when The Secret came out,
The book The Secret came out about 25 years or more after there were different programs
teaching the law of attraction and The Secret. And so
right.
it was something that we had employed in the 80s where we had used it to get our Park Avenue apartment and to grow our businesses. And life became really miserable for us because we got what we wanted from our minds and it didn't produce the satisfaction we were looking for. But when The Secret came out, I thought, okay, yeah, you know, let's play with it a little bit. This could be fun. And I played with it a little bit, and we actually got some of those goals. But what was interesting in those goals, one of which, to tell you the truth, was to have our books republished by McGraw-Hill. I mm-hmm. wrote that I wanted to be republished by a large publisher, and I had three possible publishers, and the top one was McGraw-Hill. And they republished two of our books, and we had no idea what that meant.
And what it ended up
being,
meaning.
And not to disparage anything about that, but my idea of what that meant had nothing to do with the reality of it and what it meant to work with their editors, and that we did not have final say on our words. We did not have final say on the cover of the book. We did not have final say on even the title. And it was like we had no clue. So it was very interesting that my mind-driven goal,
which we achieved,
also produced along with it, in my experience, some downsides.
Yeah, you see, when you go for what your mind tells you as opposed to what your heart tells you, and there is a real distinction between the two, then you get what you are striving to produce, or that you're likely to manipulate your life to get to what you think is going to make you happier or fulfilled. You get it, but then there's always a downside. And when you are allowing your life to unfold, there is never a downside.
So what I hear you saying is, so would you suggest then releasing these kind of mind-oriented goal setting
I'm not saying that. I'm saying there is the possibility you can soften around it. There are certain things that you want to do. Shia and I are working now on our fifth book, and obviously whether, you know, getting it out into the world is something that's really true to our heart's desire. But if I turn it into a goal, I want to sell X amount of books and I encase it in this hard thing, it puts a pressure on me.
Well, then we have to try to live our lives to produce what we say we're going to produce rather than live our lives and have a book be produced at the same time.
I know it's more challenging for you because you're younger in your career. I'm not talking about your age. I'm talking about your career is budding.
Right.
You can trust yourself, Courtney. You can really trust yourself. And even when you're listening to us, don't believe us. Don't believe other people. Look and see what's true for you. Goals may be something that you use as a slingshot into your greatness. They may work for you. You do what works for you, and at the same time, I'm going to go back to what we were talking about with Eric, and that is you have no idea how great you are. You absolutely underestimate yourself, so you think you need goals in order to spur yourself to action.
Mm. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying, and I do see the difference between a hardened, specific goal, rigid goal, and moving towards, you know, what your heart is really desiring.
I mean, if we want to complete this book, there will be actions to be taken.
Right.
And, you know, to grow your business, there are actions to be taken. But I wouldn't poo-poo the things that maybe look like they're not right on track if that's really what's up and present for you to do.
Right. Makes a lot of sense.
Excellent.
Helps a lot. Thank you, guys, so much.
You are very, very welcome.
Yes, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, it was great speaking with you today.
You too. You too.
Excellent. Oh, we're getting to the end of the show.
Yes, we are.
So we're going to have to be ending for today, but we will be back next week. And next week we're talking about I don't have the money, I don't have the time. Those excuses for not going for what you want in your life. So we'll be back, and we're inviting you. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.